It's December 31st, 2008, the last few hours of the year, and we'll be into 2009 in Eastern Standard Time. My name is Daniel Libby, and we've got a big show lined up tonight because it's 7 p.m. here. So that means it's past midnight in the UK, and our first guest on the show is already in 2009. Next up, I'll be speaking with John Sloboda, the co-founder, analyst, and press spokesperson for IraqBodyCount.org. Plus, I'll be digging in the Word of Mouth Wednesday archives for some audio, year-in-review highlight clips from 2008. Right now, I'd like to nominate Victor Baines Marshall, the host of the Middle Passage, for Volunteer of the Year here. And Victor Baines Marshall is also one of the biggest supporters of a man that I'd also like to nominate for Person of the Year for 2008, and that's the President-elect Barack Obama. So, word is bond. We got news, interviews, and a year in review, so stay tuned the next hour as we count down 2008. It's the Word of Mouth Wednesday. Stay tuned. We'll be right back right after this.
I'm Ron Wilson, coach of the Toronto Maple Leafs, with some winning strategies for an off-ice issue, sober driving. Whether you're heading out after a game, out on the town, or just hanging out with friends, always have a plan for a safe ride home for yourself, your family, and your friends. Your winning strategies could include a taxi, a designated driver, or public transit. Help shut out impaired driving.
OSID and the Beer Store want you to arrive alive. Drive sober.
Word of Mouth Wednesday. We're back here, and we're having a bit of a difficulty getting our guest on the line. I had him on the phone there when we were in that break, and somehow he got disconnected, so I'm going to try to recall him back. But we're just going to throw it to a quality hip-hop track here you can find on Stolen from Africa.tv, and it's a new track by the youngest in charge, Quan Che, and it's a track called Robbed by the Government.
My mother always told me, those who live in glass houses shall not throw stones. Real talk. Our education getting robbed by the government. You get your check, you getting robbed by the government. Our native people got robbed by the government. Who really did these? They portray us, you and me. Shit, the working class getting robbed by the government. Poor people evicted for condos and luxury. The truth by media get robbed cause of government. Who really did these? Yeah. Show you what's they calling me a thief. Charging me with robbery and breach of the peace. But can we take a look upon these beasts? They the ones that come and shoot us down in the streets. And step days back to them clowns from the east. I'm talking about Europeans, English and French. Came to this land, found man, made friends and enslaved them. Took advantage of trust and then raped them. Old Canada, the land stolen from the natives and First Nations. People driven to starvation. They kidnapped their children, put them in the placements. Forced assimilation, it's like slave breaking. Now enough of them is sniffing glue and staying wasted. Just another race erased, more recent. They thinking that this minimum wage is decent. Taking 15% off the checks we receive. And we can't go to school cause we banned for no reason. Education getting robbed by the government. What? You get your check, you getting robbed by the government. Our native people got robbed by the government. Who really the thieves? They portray us, you and me. Shit, the working class getting robbed by the government. Poor people evicted for condos and luxury. The truth by media get robbed cause of government. Who really the thieves? Yeah. Show you on TV. The same schools assholes make schools traps that'll leave you with a case before class. Trouble waiting on the app for you to get out of the bin. Cause with a criminal record you can't get employment. So they stay employed. No takers in the courthouse. Go and inform the snort makers in the courthouse. Go and inform the principal and the staff too. Till you and your boys ain't allowed in the classroom. Now that's robbery. So how could the queen represent my country and charge me with larceny?
All right. Word of Mouth Wednesday. We're back here. And our next guest is a spokesperson for the Iraq Body Count Project, an online archive founded in 2003 by volunteers from the UK, the USA, who felt responsibility to ensure that the human consequences of military intervention in Iraq were not neglected. And it's an honor to welcome to the Word of Mouth Wednesday tonight, joining us in the United Kingdom, John Sloboda. Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. Thanks for joining us today. And I know in Toronto it's about it's 9 minutes past seven here, but I understand, is it 2009 already in the UK?
Yeah, it's just a few minutes past midnight. And if you hear a few fireworks in the background, that's why.
Oh, great. Yeah, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Thanks. And I just wanted to ask about this past year in 2008. I looked on IraqBodyCount.org,
And I noticed there's been a reduction in civilian deaths.
Yes, there's been a very welcome reduction, particularly in the latter half of 2008. It appears that a variety of factors, including the so-called surge, have actually resulted in a very large reduction in the number of civilians being killed day by day.
Right, and could I ask you about how Iraq body count is put together? I understand that the records are strictly non-combatant deaths?
Exactly, yes. When we started this project, we knew that the combatants, particularly the coalition combatants, would be very well documented by others. Our main concern was for the non-combatant civilian victims of the conflict. So we've been gathering public domain reports, mainly mediated through the press and media, and documenting date, time, place, weapon, and even name of the victim where known.
And could I also ask you about something else that you're involved with, Mr. John Sloboda? I understand that you're also the executive director of Oxford Research Group, advocating for non-military resolutions to global conflicts. Could you tell us about the work of Oxford Research?
Yes, Oxford Research Group has actually been in existence for more than 25 years, and it has been promoting the notion that actually you cannot resolve human conflicts by short-term military measures if you're not also addressing the underlying long-term drivers of conflict. So we are promoting measures to try and prevent conflict, not by dealing with the symptoms, but by actually dealing with the root causes.
Great. And one thing that I noticed that on the website, iraqbodycount.org, it's got all kinds of stats on the Iraq War going back to 2003. But I was wondering, are records being kept like this for the war in Afghanistan?
We actually got our inspiration from a similar project that was begun in 2004 by Professor Mark Herold at the University of New Hampshire. And he actually set up a project to document the civilians killed, mainly by U.S. bombing. That was his interest. But again, culling them through media and, to some extent, NGO reports. So we actually gained our inspiration from his work, which still continues to this day.
Nice. And I really think it's quite powerful work that you're doing. And I went on the site for a bit, but from what I can tell from the thousands, tens of thousands of names and incidents that are listed, it seems like a whole lot. I guess does it ever get discouraging for you? Just maybe thinking about that, this seems like an endless line.
Well, of course, dealing with death day by day is really quite depressing, and in some ways. We've become a little bit inured to it by the mere fact that we're doing it day in, day out. And the real question is, once you've started, why should you ever stop? And we've taken the view that while there are civilians being killed in Iraq and no other body is recording them on a day-by-day basis, that we just have to continue.
Definitely. It's definitely some very, very important work that you're doing at the iraqbodycount.org. And here on the Word of Mouth Wednesday, we talk about a lot of different things going on in the world. And actually, recently we played the clip of the Prime Minister Gordon Brown of the UK. And when he got in Parliament, he stood up in Parliament, and there was even a clip of him saying that he saved the world and the world banking system. Then a few weeks later, he seemed to have appeared in Afghanistan. This man, we really don't get too much information on Gordon Brown in Canada. What's the perception of Gordon Brown in the UK?
In general, and particularly in relation to foreign policy and military affairs, Gordon Brown has really taken a line of continuity with his predecessor. So he's not introduced radically new approaches to Afghanistan or Iraq than were adopted by his predecessor. And I think actually in relation to foreign policy generally, the whole world is now waiting to see what President Obama will do. And there's a kind of foreign policy vacuum because no one wants to take any real initiatives until they know which way he's going to move. And this, of course, is having a quite negative impact right now on the situation in Gaza, which, of course, is causing a whole new set of civilian deaths.
And we know that there's an intense situation going on in the Palestine-Israel areas. Is there hope coming from the Oxford Research Group end of things about a peaceful resolution to this?
Well, we have been involved in a number of initiatives to try and help people to do something which really is very obvious when you think about it, but for some reason is being resisted by a lot of the players, which is that you have to get all the parties around the table, however much you might dislike their policies, their actions. You can't possibly get a resolution to the problems in the Middle East unless all the parties are included around the table. And the resolute refusal of America, Europe, and others to include Hamas in any conversations whatsoever really makes it an enormous own goal, because how can you possibly resolve the situation if you won't talk to the people who you have a conflict with?
Yeah, definitely definitely some good questions to be asking. I guess my last question, I guess, would just be to promote the IraqBodyCount.org website, a very powerful website and important archive. Could you tell us a bit about how the statistics war, how you've decided to archive this?
Our database is basically a very, very large spreadsheet which just has a line for every incident going right back to March 19, 2003, in which civilians were killed. So if you go to our website and go to the database page, you'll be able to scroll through around 12,000, 13,000 incidents documenting some 98,000 deaths. Most of this work has been done by volunteers who give up their time every day of the year to do this. And if you approve of our work and you'd like to see it continue, there is also an opportunity to make a donation to our work on our website.
Great, and it was great to speak with you in 2009, where you are, and we're hoping for a more peaceful year next year. Thanks a lot for the good work you're doing, and much respect, Mr. John Sloboda.
Thank you.
Thanks, and take care. And that was Mr. John Sloboda from the IraqBodyCount.org, a very important website that's up on the Internet, up online. What we're going to do now, though, while we still got 2008 left, a few minutes left of 2008, we're going to throw it to what I might consider a clip of who the person that I would consider the man of the year, which is the president-elect, Barack Obama. And this clip that I'm going to play right now is actually a clip of the interview that I did earlier in the year with KRS-One, and when I asked him what he thought about Barack Obama, the politician. And here's what KRS-One had to say on Obama. And one of the things that I've been paying attention to was the current U.S. election. I was just wondering, do you think, would you classify Barack Obama as a hip-hop politician?
No. Only he would have to say that. I can't give him that title. And I'm quite sure he grew up in our culture. He grew up listening to P.E., grew up KRS, NWA. I'm quite sure he keeps abreast of what's going on BET. I'm quite sure, I mean, he probably bumps hip-hop. Somebody in his family do, no doubt. But no, is he a hip-hop president or a hip-hop candidate? No, not at all. But he may be that real African-American dude, no doubt. You know, talk about a black president. He may really be black like that. And when I say black, meaning sensitive to black causes. And that would be a breath of fresh air for the United States, because black causes are people causes. Everybody benefits. If you deal with black folk with justice, everybody benefits. So hopefully this guy will, you know, get in office and not turn into the devil, you know, like most politicians do. But let's see what the real is. My eye is open, and it's a skeptical eye. So it is what it is.
All right, that was some words from KRS-One. A very powerful interview, and it was really an honor to speak with KRS-One. That was in March of 2008. He was coming in for Canadian Music Week, and I was able to pre-interview him before he got into town. And it was really amazing to speak with a hip-hop legend like KRS-One, because I got to ask him about a few things that were on more of the word of mouth Wednesday political side, which is always interesting because I know KRS-One speaks a lot about the music industry, and it's always good to hear his philosophies on different things. We heard a bit about what he had to say about Barack Obama, who I probably nominate as the man of the year, a person of the year. Definitely was Obama's year 2008, but one other nomination I'd like to give out was the political rally of the year for 2008 in Toronto, and this was a tough one because I've been to a lot of the different rallies and protests that have gone on this year, and the one that I thought was really the rally of the year was called the United Front from Mumia Abu Jamal, and that took place in April of this year. One of the reasons that I thought that this rally was very important, very special, was because it featured representatives of the Partisan Defense Committee, the Spartacist Youth Club, the Black Action Defense Committee, the Socialist Action, the Communist Party of Canada, the International Bolshevik Tendency, the International Committee Against Execution and Always Question, to name just a few of the representatives of the left of the spectrum who united in front of the U.S. Consulate in downtown Toronto in a rally calling for the freedom for Mumia Abu Jamal. And we aired it was about a 15-minute segment on the show in April after that rally, and we're just going to play a few minutes of the important rally of the year segment, I think, on Word of Mouth Wednesday, at least of the ones that I was involved with, the segment of the year that I'd nominate, Free Mumia Abu Jamal.
Some would say a man of color, a black man, a member of the Black Panthers, a black activist, and while all may be true, he was and still is a man who was and is active on behalf of his people, a man watched by the police, set up by the police, and victimized by the police. There is a song of freedom for the Cuban Five. There is a song of freedom for all indigenous peoples across the world who stand and fight for their people in our jails. There is a song of freedom for Mumia Abu Jamal.
Free Mumia, free the KI-6! Free Mumia, free the KI-6!
My name is Jamshid Hadian, International Committee Against Execution, whose main focus of work is saving the lives of those condemned to death in Iran, is against the execution of any human being anywhere in the world. Free Mumia now!
Free Mumia now!
Free Mumia now! Free Mumia now! I'd next like to welcome Farshad Azadian of Always Question.
We are here protesting the false charging and the wrongful arrest of Mumia Abu Jamal. This man was brave enough to fight oppression. The capitalist state responds with police force whenever it feels threatened by dissent. This can be seen with the criminalization of our indigenous brothers and sisters, our immigrant brothers and sisters, and all other political prisoners under the capitalist regime.
The same government that is holding Mumia Abu Jamal gave the South African apartheid regime, not Nelson Mandela, atomic bombs. Mumia Abu Jamal would be the person that would tell you that. There's a nice story in the New African magazine that deals with that. Mumia Abu Jamal is a journalist. Mumia Abu Jamal is younger than I am, but Mumia Abu Jamal is a model for me.
Free Mumia! This is the hour! Labor and minorities have the power! Free Mumia! This is the hour! Labor and minorities have the power! Mumia is innocent! Free him now! Mumia is innocent! Free him now! Mumia is innocent! Free him now! Him now.
This is Daniel Levy reporting live on the scene at the Free Mumia Abu Jamal rally, and I'm here with one of the organizers. Could you introduce yourself?
John Masters of the Partisan Defense Committee.
And how did you think today went?
I thought it went very well. We had a wide spread of groups out here, and I particularly want to point to the importance of organized labor from the Postal Union, Canadian Union of Public Employees, the Steelworkers Union, and many others have come out here. It's union power, the power of the working class, that we have to mainly look to at the head of all the oppressed in the fight to free Mumia.
And I know this situation has been going on for decades. When did you get involved with this?
Well, our group first got involved in the fight to free Mumia way back in 1988, when, frankly, almost nobody knew him about around the world. The Partisan Defense Committee began by solidarizing with the MOVE organization, where the victims of a firebombing in Philadelphia by the Philly police and the FBI that killed many of their members. The MOVE organization put us on to Mumia. We took up his defense case. We've been fighting for it for two decades now, and we're pulling in other forces. But yes, we've been involved from the start and are, I would say, central to the protest movement that's going on around the world today. Go to our website, which is partisandefenseoneword.org.
Great. And any final words?
Free Mumia, and it's part of the struggle against this whole racist, repressive capitalist system.
Free Mumia now! Free Mumia now! Free Mumia now!
Live on the scene with legendary CKLN host Norman Otis Richmond. How did you feel today's rally?
I thought there could have been more people, but I think it's a good re-beginning because I was here in 95, and I was heartened by the fact you had the labor movement, the trade union movement, but I think there should be more people of color here. I think that's the role of ourselves as CKLN and to bring a multinational contingency to this issue.
I hope that all our listeners are also tuning in to Saturday Morning Live, and I know you've been playing the Mumia radio program at 10 a.m. every week. When did that all start?
Started maybe 5 years ago. He does one, two, maybe three commentaries per week. Why just waste him? I mean, we're not the CBC. I know the CBC has played his commentaries, but maybe once every 10 years they might hear one. The corporate media, they've never played him. I don't know if they've ever mentioned him.
One thing I was wondering about is how jail is such a place of non-freedom, how Mumia is able to get his message out.
It's through the phone. He works with a woman by the name of Noelle Hanrahan, and she tapes his commentaries every week, and he gets books, newspapers. I don't know if he has access to the internet, but I marvel at the fact that he's able to be on top of so many things that we're not even on top of outside of, some of us on this side of the prison. He seems to be on top of situations in North America and Africa, Europe, the whole world. So I marvel at that all the time.
Maybe we should try to get the community mobilized to lobby media organizations to be focusing on this.
Oh, yeah. I think the CBC definitely should be called because that's supposed to be our station. And Now Magazine and those are supposedly not tied to the corporation. So we should lobby them, definitely. Keep listening to Wednesday Word of Mouth. That's about it.
Word of Mouth, Wednesday. We're back here. And what you just heard in that clip was a few of the clips from the rally for freedom from Mumia Abu-Jamal that took place, it was a united front that was in April of 2008 at the U.S. consulate in downtown Toronto. And some important activists are rallying in unity, calling for freedom for Mumia Abu-Jamal. And featured in that segment was Norman Otis Richmond, who is, of course, the classic host here at CKLN, facing a temporary laid-off situation. Apparently, Saturday Morning Live and Diasporic Music have an ongoing campaign to bring back these shows. And I thought it would be an important note for our 2008 review. And of course, it's an important show, especially Saturday Morning Live, considering the programmer's handbook here. CKLN's, apparently, their balance in programming policy says that listener feedback mechanisms will be available to the community on a regular basis through the broadcast of calls on our weekly public affairs phone-in program, Saturday Morning Live. And this is the importance of Saturday Morning Live. I think this is from a policy drafted in adherence to the CRTC's balance requirement as specified in the Broadcasting Act. So this is a very important show, Saturday Morning Live, because it's about communication within the community and bringing the community together on community radio. So we're hopefully Saturday mornings will be live again, because for the past few weeks there's been some rebroadcasts of some great episodes. So it's always great to hear Saturday Morning Live, some classic episodes. But, of course, Saturday Morning Recorded is maybe not as great as Saturday Morning Live.
And also, supporting diasporic music, I think, is also important because it's the historic anniversary 25th year of CKLN broadcasting. And I know diasporic music has been a mainstay broadcasting through most of the 25 years, from what I've heard. So I was thinking that in case anyone is a bit interested in getting their views across, and because Saturday Morning Live hasn't been on, of course, we'll open up the phone lines just in case anyone's got anything to say, because this is the last day of 2008. We're looking forward to a great 2009. You can give us a call at 416-595-1655. We'll keep the phone lines open in case anyone has anything to say about the campaign to bring back these shows. And if you had anything to say about who you think would be some of the great people this year, great events of 2008. Of course, I mentioned Barack Obama. I mentioned what I thought was a great rally of this year. If anyone's got anything to say, any wishes for 2009, any comments, you can give us a call, of course. But until somebody decides to call in, we'll just keep on going with our year in review. And, of course, there's very intense things going on overseas. When we spoke earlier with John Sloboda from the Iraq Body Count, he mentioned some of the situations going on in the Middle East, Israel, Palestine areas. And that got me thinking, as I've been watching the news and stuff, I got to thinking about addressing this issue on the Word of Mouth Wednesday, and I thought back to 2007, I think it was November 2007, we spoke with Leila El Haddad, who is a journalist from Palestine, who lives between Palestine and the United States, and she's the great activist and writer of A Mother from Gaza, .blogspot.com. It's her blog on the internet, and this is a clip of the interview with Leila El Haddad. And when I interviewed her in November 2007, it was just after the Annapolis summit of 2007. And here's what she had to say about Gaza.
So far divorced from the reality in Gaza. Gaza wasn't even mentioned, for God's sake. The borders weren't even mentioned. I mean, the Gaza border, the only border we as Gaza residents can use to enter or leave the Gaza Strip. And this includes students. This includes people needing medical care, of which 20% now are unable to gain Israeli permits to leave Gaza. Can't leave. A million and a half people cannot leave their homes or cannot enter to return to their homes because, of course, many thousands of Palestinians on the outside, such as myself, my parents who came to visit in June, I can't go back now, and many, many thousands of others stuck on the Egyptian border. I mean, imagine not, you're in Toronto, right?
Yes.
Not being able to leave Toronto to go to any other neighboring city for whatever reason, not even being able to use the airports, not even be able to go by land. I mean, that's what it's akin to, and this has been going on since June.
Word of Mouth Wednesday. We're back here on the show, and that was Leila El Haddad from A Mother from Gaza.blogspot.com about some of the situation going on in Gaza. And we actually just got a phone call. Hello.
Yes, hello. Hello. Hi. I didn't want to interrupt this. This was very important, what you were doing. Mm-hmm. Just as I think it's very important also, I think that all the volunteers who have been suspended to be brought back to the station so that the station stays what it used to be, so that we hear more of the Gaza and more of the issues that matter in the world.
Right. So,
and I am very thankful that you are still on and that you guys are managing to somehow stay on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we're trying our best, and it's, of course, much respect to everyone inside and outside. And I guess your message today is that you're hoping for resolutions in 2009.
Yes, very much so. And I would like to see the station to be back to what it used to be.
Okay, great.
Thank you very much, and I hope you manage to stay on in spite of my phone call, such as many didn't.
All right. I wish you well in the new year.
Yes, I wish you too.
All right.
Thanks. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Word out. And that was a caller. And then, of course, if anyone's got anything to say about what they're hoping for in the new year, you can always give us a call here on Word of Mouth Wednesday, our last show of 2008, hoping for a peaceful 2009. And what we're going to do right now is just get into a instrumental, which I would select as, I think it was the top instrumental, hip-hop conspiracy instrumental, I guess, of the year, a hip-hop political instrumental. This one's produced by DJ Premier, and it's called Society's Brainwash. What I'm going to do right now, though, is just play another clip, too, though. This one is from that classic KRS-One interview. One of the main reasons that I got involved with this community radio, progressive radio station, had a lot to do with a man working in the White House named Scooter Libby, who had the same last name as me. And he was part of this big CIA leak scandal. But I really think that one of the things that the media sort of glosses over is the fact that the reason that this man leaked the CIA agent's name was because the agent wouldn't want to go along with the false evidence of Saddam Hussein buying uranium from Africa. And one of the things I've noticed with your work and your message is that you've repeatedly brought up that the Iraq war could be based on lies from the highest office.
Yeah.
So that's very, very scary, I guess.
Well, you know, it's scary only when you realize, well, if you believe that these people actually have power, then you do kind of get scared about it, because it's scary to think that somebody would actually have that kind of power and be misusing it. But this is where your spirituality is supposed to trump that. And that's why a lot of people are walking around fearful, because they don't really believe in God. And I say that respectfully, of course, because God, he still can be fearful. Even Jesus is on the cross crying, get this away from me. But at the end of the day, this is where spirituality and everything that comes with it is going to have to get serious. There is a God. There is, and not a God like Zeus. There is an order to the universe. There is an intelligence to nature. And if you rest on that intelligence and you rest within the faith of that understanding, you begin to see physically that understanding in a lot of other different ways. And it takes away your fear. Give you an example. I'm looking to create a hip-hop city. And I originally wanted the city to be in a hot climate like New Mexico or El Paso, Texas. I originally wanted that, but you got to go with the flow, you know, and the acronym for flow, follow life's outcome willingly, F-L-O-W, don't follow life's outcome worrying, follow life's outcome willingly, and the willingly is knowing that God is in the control of everything, and the things that God does not control can be controlled. And so these people can run around and do whatever the hell they like. They can lie, they can cheat, they can steal. But for those that are what the Bible calls the watchmen, those in Ezekiel 33, those listen to us.
Word of Mouth Wednesday. We're back here on the show, Word of Mouth Wednesday, and I think we've got a caller on the line. Hello, caller. Oh, we just lost the caller, I guess. What I wanted to do is get into another track, another track for our Year in Review, Word of Mouth Wednesday Year in Review, and this one, I guess, was an interview. Definitely one of the interviews that really surprised me for the year was an interview with Ruth McKenzie, and Ruth McKenzie is the president of Volunteer Canada, and we spoke with Ruth McKenzie in June of 2008, and it really surprised me because Ruth McKenzie even mentioned that she had one of her original volunteering commitments when she was in when she was in Ryerson was working on this show, actually, Word of Mouth Wednesday. I've never interviewed someone and then had them say that they used to work on the show that I was interviewing them on, so that was really interesting. And here's what Ruth McKenzie had to say when it came to the topic of volunteer rights.
So the idea is that the volunteer development cycle ensures that the contribution of volunteers is maximized, as well as their own experience with their volunteer time. And it's particularly important because one of the most cited reasons people give for volunteering is the connection to mission, and if done well, the volunteer development cycle and thoughtful volunteer job design can create a direct connection to the volunteer work and the fundamental purpose of the organization. So it's really important for a volunteer satisfaction perspective.
Definitely, and you know, it's with thousands or millions of people, I guess, over all over Canada volunteering, I would hope that these kind of situations wouldn't be happening. I guess from what you were saying is that if someone had a complaint about the place they were volunteering at, volunteer.ca isn't necessarily the place to complain to.
Well, no, not necessarily. If it's individuals who have feel they've been wronged, you know, that's a legal matter, and we can't, we're not lawyers, we can't comment on that kind of thing. But what we can do is work with organizations to help them ensure that they have the appropriate frameworks in place to mitigate risk.
Word of Mouth Wednesday. Now we're back, and that was some words from Ruth McKenzie on the topic of volunteers, and when I asked about if volunteers really have rights, and I guess they do, and for more information, you can check out volunteer.ca for Volunteers Canada's take on the importance of volunteering and what I guess volunteering is all about in Canada. So what I wanted to do is to also nominate a hip-hop event of the year, and this is one that I thought was really great, was the Manifesto Festival of Music and Culture, and that was there was a free day-long concert in September at City Hall, Nathan Phillips Square, and I thought that this is amazing because it's a celebration of hip-hop culture sponsored by all levels of government, and we're talking about the federal government, the provincial government, and the municipal government. The country of Canada, the province of Ontario, the city of Toronto, all sponsoring the Manifesto Festival at some level. This Manifesto Festival really, to me, represented a great hope for the future. And of course, for more information, you can find that at themanifesto.ca. And of course, we've been talking a lot about hip-hop, and I think I have a nomination for a possible contender for Hip-Hop Song of the Year, at least for Toronto Hip-Hop Song of the Year. Because I just heard this one. It's actually off of HipHopCanada.com Choice Cuts. They got some great tracks up on HipHopCanada.com, and this one is a track called Toronto, and it's featuring Ron D and Blake Carrington.
Hit it! Check it out, y'all. Check it out, y'all. Wasn't born in Toronto, so respected like my hometown. So pull your hands up and don't bring them down. Set it up, get my wage up on my own. Cause Toronto's what I think about when I pick a home. See, I love the tickets, then the pickets made it through high school. We're back in Kennedy, even though to our old school. That'll bring back three lines in the side. Cause way back, all the shorties will be rocking and ride. From Pittman to Kennedy, East End to West End. Broken Big L's kicking it with a group of friends. Out in the suits, sipping on 90 proof, rocking parking lot. Old school blows my mind. What more can I say? I wouldn't be here today if the old school didn't pave the way. What more can I say? I wouldn't be here today if the old school didn't pave the way. Walking up the path, Russell freestyle. Remember when Maestro made your backbone slide? Missy Me, Cardinal, Julie Black, Socrates, BBL, Brass Monk, where you at? Mad chaos for my B-boy stands. House parties ain't nothing like the old school jam. But seeing how it's my own go. Fucking bomb and go down the street. And I see O-R-O-O-N-T-O, T-O-R-O, O-N-T-O, T-O-R-O, O-N-T-O. I can't forget
Toronto! Make these haters wanna wait a while. Stereotypical with the flow. You know my staff. Queensway, clean streets. Kidnappers at night. Hustlers round the corner on the block, slinging glass pipes. Act right, run the streets. Out of reach of police. West Mall, East Mall, Willowridge, Tambridge. It's a surface, a birthplace of money-making kids. Regent Park, Gina Finch, feet sleeping on a bench. Hustlers change on the block, like fabric to a pimp. Cyber City, B-Town, Scarborough, hold me down. Seeking over composition like the tower downtown. Free healthcare, got the city living right. No matter the weather, we still thieves in the night. It's Toronto, two steps away from water. I'm Blake, raised on that side of the border.
Yeah.
T-O-R-O-O-N-T-O I can't forget
Toronto.
T-O-R-O-O-N-T-O 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 I can't forget
Toronto.
In a dream.
I'm a pro grab star right in the TTC.
I meet you on the streetcar. How you living on your side?
You know the neighborhood. We always stay fresh and our flavor's good.
Who cut your hair, Blade? Cut creator.
Damn, I really need to mess with them.
The A section is Midland and Eglinton. And if you want a bar fade, it's gonna cost you 10.
Yo, your face with the fresh, but I got to pass. We got a castle drummer sitting on Young and Dundas.
Dundas is the place to be. Okay. Is there a fine ass girls in the vicinity? We got light skins, dark skins, Asians, Jamaicans. Damn, diversity is amazing. We need to think fast cause the train's almost gone.
Cause we broke rap stars, how the hell we getting on in my city?
T-O-R-O-O-N-T-O 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 I can't forget
Toronto.
Hip-hop, word up. We're back here on the air, and what I just wanted to do is get into another clip from another great event, and this was a very important rally, I thought, that went down on in December 2007, and we actually played this rally segment on our Boxing Day 2007 show, if anyone can remember, about a year ago, 52 episodes ago of the Word of Mouth Wednesday. Well, this was a segment that we played on Boxing Day that was from the OCAP Goes Underground, Mass Panhandle Action. And this clip features a great local activist and really a scholar, a very intelligent man from the Ontario Coalition Against Poverty, Gaetan Hiro. And my hope for 2009 will be that the politicians and the powers that be will start listening to Gaetan Hiro if they are really serious about addressing the most important issues going on involving poverty in the local Canadian landscape. Here's that clip.
Ask him about what he thinks of poor people getting a ticket for $125. This guy's got two, probably four by now, I think.
What ticket?
$125 for encumbering a sidewalk. That's what it says right there, right? Encumbering a sidewalk. This woman got $2,000 worth of tickets. That's repression.
The city says they have plenty of extra shelter beds. People aren't using
them. Well, that's not, I work at the Ness in Sherbourne, and people talk to me, and they're being turned away. You go to the Gateway today, and there's a waiting list of 10 to 15 people. The Good Shepherd is turning people away every night. That's not the story we're hearing.
Talking about beds, I've been in places like Maxwell Megan from Salvation Army at Seton House. I've been in places like that. A lot of people don't go into these beds because there's a lot of aggression inside.
The bed bugs are impossible. People are saying, I can't stay there. I'm going to get eaten alive. And until we get the housing and until we get the income, they have to go to the province and they have to go to the federal government and say, we need this infrastructure to make sure that the people who have nothing are taken care of. And the mayor is not doing that. And he's going to talk about Streets to Homes project. That's what he's doing. But it's not dealing with the issue. It's chaos out there. I work in an agency on a daily basis where people come and they need a TTC ticket to get from point A to point B. And they can't get it because we don't have it. We're getting cutbacks.
Hotties. Cut.
Also, this is not just, you know, yesterday. Mayor Miller was around when those three men froze to death in 1996. He knows the situation.
I lived on the streets when I was a teenager. I didn't like it then. I will not go back to the streets. If I see a person who's in good shape except they're in a walker, they can't really work. You're asking for a quarter of a loonie? Here you go. I have no problem with that. I make my own judgments.
But most importantly, we must get the federal government to be involved and build housing. The Minister of Finance, Jim Flaherty, is the same guy who made all those cuts in 1995. This is his mess.
And that was just a quick clip from the segment that we aired about a year ago from the OCAP Mass Panhandle that took place in Toronto's or the world's largest underground shopping center, the PATH system, which is under the a lot of the Bay Street towers that stretches all around downtown. The PATH system is a huge underground walkway. And for one day in December 2007, OCAP did a mass panhandle action. It was really a powerful event. Now, of course, since we've only got a bit of time left on the show, I just wanted to throw in, make sure we throw in one music track because it is 2008, but we're looking forward to 2009, and 2009, of course, would be the future. So, what better time to play the possible future of hip-hop, Raheem, 1994. This is a 14-year-old local rapper, so just remember the name, Raheem.
Yeah. Just remember the name. Just remember the name. Giving you my glory, yeah. It's like a life journey, putting a one story. Really appreciate just what I gotta say. My mind is wise and debated for only today. I'm so cold, so hollow, so weak, but still sweet. My mind is real, especially staying a one beat. Yeah. It's like a documentary, putting a one speech. You ain't speaking, I got it, you speaking, I got you. Yeah, I already know I'm in the year of graduating, but you would do anything if the magic made it. Money when no diamond to shine, you just put down anything when it come to your mind. Saying you bustin' a nine, but you ain't on your own grind. You big bubbles on the corner, like, what did you find? It's half of your mind together, you and I could combine. Cause see, this young cat, even you on your sign. It's hard to find, no worries, man, I still got time. Take a number, you a line, as you circle with crime. See, for me, high school's a real big step. Coming hard at me, like an army chick. My battles are outrageous, seriously out. Make a digger, self-esteem go down so courageous. I'm so clean and so remarkable. Everybody telling all's gonna stop. This is 9% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain is 100%. Reason to remember the name. Enemies, well, we can't make peace. I took away one friend, now are you here for me? One shot will make a change, one that'll make a day. Love is dying slowly, ain't nobody okay. I'm serious, it ain't gonna be the same no more. You lose a friend, you'll feel me for sure, for sure. One time to give you that bolo. I try my best to be a soldier. Off, just to make a new impression that I'm the next in, waiting for the next expression. I'm begging, yeah, sort it off in one selection, one section, all of it. They give me one direction placement, stuck up in the world's basement. God gives us challenges, we all gotta face it. Only the gift that once can ace it. If you prove me wrong, then you gotta cut the prices in it. I give the light in the moon, the songs in the tune, the beating for you. O's up, so quick, yeah. And y'all already know how we do. Give me liberty and death is what F's to say to you. And superrated minds give the world a day and flu. But this is just us, know what about you. She's so froze, that shows we can't be touched. We love it so much, that shows that we can't get enough. 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain is 100%. Reason to remember the name. 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain is 100%. Reason to remember the name.
Remember the name, Raheem. And what I just wanted to do for our wrap-up here, because we only got a few minutes left on the show, is to have some hope for the new year. And we're hoping for resolution to many of the issues, of course, in 2009. And I think that there is hope for the future, because there are events to look forward to. And these events include January the 20th, 2009, because it's the day that George W. Bush is scheduled to leave office and Barack Obama is scheduled to take over as president of the United States. It's estimated that that hundreds of thousands of people will be going to Washington, D.C. for the inauguration of President Obama. And, of course, bus charters are leaving from Toronto. I even met one bus driver around the station when I was in pre-recording our show for last week, and he mentioned that he was going down. He's really looking forward to it. I think he's from Land and Bridge Transport, but I think that there's all kinds of buses that are going down to Washington. And for more information, you could check out Johnny at landlink.tripod.com for charters. And, of course, I'm sure that there's all, you can just search it on the internet, all kinds of people taking trips down to Washington for the big day. Yes, we can. Time. I think it's time for some change to come to the USA. So that's the message there. And, of course, I'd like to thank all the listeners and supporters of the Word of Mouth Wednesday throughout the year 2008. It's been a very, very important experience learning, coming down here each week and learning about something different going on in the world, talking to some of the great, most intelligent people that I've ever talked to. And, of course, I'd like to thank all the supporters of all the Word of Mouth shows on CKLN Radio, and a special thanks to the volunteers of Word of Mouth Wednesday in 2008. And those included Robin Yento, who's, of course, the veteran producer and host, and hopefully he'll be back next week. I spoke with him earlier today, and he was a bit busy for coming in today, but hopefully he'll be back. And, of course, Josephine Lim. Much respect to Josephine Lim, because she had been helping us a lot from 2008, after her internship ended with the CKLN News Department. She became a guest reporter here on Word of Mouth Wednesday, and then during the summer she was the regular co-host. And now she's taking a few weeks off with busy with schoolwork and internships and these type of things. And, of course, Mika Anderson was, of course, another one of the great co-hosts who's out doing some great radio work still on local radio. And I also wanted to thank the former news directors, Tara Michelle Zinnick and Kristen Schwartz, for their help with Word of Mouth, as was Gwen. And, of course, CKLN production and technical staff, including Mark Bills and Ryan Moore. Both of these guys have helped me a lot, and much respect to them, because, of course, I'm not really much of a technical wizard, but Mark and Ryan were, of course, always great help to have around, because they know a lot about how the equipment is running around here. And personal end of the year highlight for me, and this is a big this was a big one for me, and this was actually this morning, if so it was a late last hour, last minute, if you will, personal highlight was this morning I was sent the latest issue of the CKLN staff newsletter, and it featured an article about myself. So that was the first time I ever read an article about myself. Much respect to the cooperative education students working at CKLN 88.1 FM. And, of course, I'm always grateful for the privilege of being allowed to broadcast on a campus community radio station. We got to keep it real for the new year, 2009. Of course, much respect to everyone out there listening. And before we leave, of course, we got to look forward to 2009. The countdown is on, and there's an event going on tonight at the Israeli consulate. In front of the Israeli consulate, there's going to be a candlelight vigil. That's 180 Bloor Street, and that's going on from about quarter to midnight to 15 minutes past midnight, around the time that the year is changing. Well, things are going on at 180 Bloor Street, and that's a very important event going on tonight, and the year is changing. And, of course, times are changing here. We've only got about 10 seconds left, and then we're going to throw it to one of CKLN's newest shows that's coming up next here. It's Josie Minor, and the new show is called The Big City Opry. So stay tuned, and hopefully... we'll be back next week. Have a good, happy new year. Much respect and peace out.